The stepmother treated Ye Xian like their family servant. She only gave her rags to wear, while Chun Li, her daughter, got dresses and pretty shoes.
Ye Xian, you still haven't finished washing.
No dinner for you. Chun Li, come eat.
These dumplings are my favorite.
But, stepmother, I'm really hungry.
Here, eat this rice then. The stepmother handed her a tiny bowl of rice.
Mama, I saw Ye Xian talking to a big fish.
Huh, what a curious child.
I've a question, said Ben to a man who looked British. What's the best way to get to the East Coast food village?
You must first take the bumboat, said the man drinking tea. After that, it's the train, aka MRT.
It was cool on the train as it zoomed underground, but Ben's head was a spin. Would Sid ever be found? As he ran by the food stalls so busy for lunch, Ben kept hoping at last he'd be right with his hunch.
Jay put on his shoes and went downstairs to the apartment below his. He rang the bell. A girl opened the door. A colorful bird sat on her shoulder.
Hi, she said. I'm Rosa. This is my parrot, Pollito.
It means little chicken. Jay giggled.
Good name, he said, using the new words he'd learned.
He stopped once in a while to pick up stones along the way or watch the birds sing, much to the impatience of his mother.
Hurry up, a song! We cannot be late, she urged.
In the middle of the pushcart sat a dented aluminum basin filled to the brim with steaming hot glutinous rice.